Now I want to do a trip to Mexico. I'm just going to do two more pieces, and then I'll give your time back. You've been very patient. The first one is just a poem called Mexico, and it's just to sort of get you into Mexico. And then the second one has to do with the buses. And the second one is from the new book, The Bus to Veracruz. It's a title piece. This is called Mexico. Once each year, after a warm day in April, when darkness comes to the desert uninvited but planning to spend the night, something hits me like a shovel, and I am stunned into believing anything is possible. There is no overture to frenzy. I simply look up and see Scorpio, most dangerous of friends, with the last two stars in his tail blinking like lights at the railroad crossing, while in one claw he holds the top of a mountain in Mexico. And suddenly I know everything I need is waiting for me, south of here in another country, and I have been walking through empty rooms and talking to furniture. Then I say to myself, why should I stay home and listen to Bach? Such precision could have happened to anyone, to an infinite number of monkeys with harpsichords. And next morning I start south, with my last chances flapping their wings while birds of passage stream over me in the opposite direction. I never find what I'm looking for, and each time I return older with my ugliness intact, but with the knowledge that if it isn't there in the darkness under Scorpio, it isn't anywhere.